Good morning. It is 7:57 on the Finger Lakes Morning News. One of the topics that is a big concern for all of us is the spread of aquatic invasive species, mostly things like harmful algal blooms that develop, the hydrilla weed and everything else. And the New York Sea Grant is hosting a series of educational webinars that begin on January 17th. There are four sessions, and here to talk about it is the Community Development Specialist for New York Sea Grant, Mary Osterman. Mary, good to talk to you again. It's been a while.
It has been a while. Good to talk to you too, Steve.
Tell us how the webinar series came about. Obviously, you know, as we talk about and do quite frequently, it is a important topic for the finger, not only the Finger Lakes, but really lakes all across North America because of the spread of these invasive aquatic, usually plant life.
That's true. So we do see a lot of transferring of aquatic invasive species or even just any kind of unwanted aquatic hitchhikers, we call them. And a lot of this is done through recreational boating, and boaters move from lake to lake. So you're right, it's not only an issue that occurs in the Finger Lakes, but the Finger Lakes, the Great Lakes, and all of our connecting waterways. This webinar series is one that we've been doing for a couple of years, and this really targets watercraft inspection program leaders, watercraft inspection stewards, and other folks that are interested in learning about ways to reduce the spread of aquatic invasive species.
And we should mention that you are the author of the State Watercraft Inspection Steward Program Handbook. So I think that makes you an expert on the topic. And yeah, as you mentioned, a lot of people maybe don't think about the fact that they put their boat in Owasco Lake one weekend, take it out, put it in Cayuga Lake the next weekend, and maybe pick up something on the hull or you know, somewhere in within the boat that maybe gets transferred, and there you go. You've got maybe hydrilla weed going from Cayuga Lake to Owasco Lake or Skinny Atlas Lake perhaps, and it's something that the boaters are going to have to keep an eye on.
Yeah, that's true. And so one of the things that we talk about when we have these steward program trainings and teach our stewards to really work at with the boaters is teaching the boaters to look for, remove, and properly dispose of anything that any kind of aquatic debris that is connected to anything that's come in contact with the water. So that could be, you know, the trailer, any parts of your vehicle as you're putting your boat in or retrieving it, your dogs, anything that is in touch with the water has the ability to transfer these aquatic hitchhikers. And so one of the things that we've started doing is this webinar series that helps to give a little bit more in-depth training on different components of preventing the spread of aquatic invasive species.
And interesting, you mentioned, you know, dogs. I think a lot of people maybe don't even think that their pets, you know, especially dogs, can transfer organisms from one body of water to another.
Yes, anything that's coming in contact with the water has the potential to do that, to be a vector for transfer.
Now, there are four webinars, and each one's going to be on a different topic. Why don't you give us a brief outline of what the four presentations will entail?
Okay, so we have, you're right, we have four webinars. They're free, they're 1 hour long, and they will be on Thursdays starting January 17th, every consecutive Thursday, and ending on February 7th. The first one is called Applying Behavioral Psychology to Stop Aquatic Invasive Species. What this one gets into is it gets beyond marketing to stop the spread of aquatic invasive species and really gets to learning the fundamentals of creating behavior change through simple, proven methods of applied behavioral psychology. And we have the president of the Beyond Attitude consulting firm. His name is Ken Donnelly, and he'll be presenting on that on January 17th.
And then you also have a presentation about the impact that temperature and precipitation have on the invasive species themselves.
Yes, on January 31st, we have the Pennsylvania Sea Grant Extension Leader, Sarah Stallman. She'll be presenting on assessing the risk of future aquatic invasive species establishment in a changing world. She does a lot of work looking at climate change and the impacts of climate change and how that may impact the spread of aquatic invasive species. So her presentation will really be describing a process that they've been using in Pennsylvania for assessing potential risk of certain species establishment under different climate scenarios and discussing some species who have already become threats in Pennsylvania. So while this is focused on Pennsylvania, our neighbor state, and this is focused on their Great Lakes region of Pennsylvania, it's certainly something that may be transferable to New York.
And you mentioned the fact that the four webinars, they will be held from 10 to 11 in the mornings on the four consecutive weeks. If people are unable to take part in that 10 to 11 time frame, are they available online at other times as well once they are concluded?
Yes, once the webinars are completed, we will archive those and post those both on the New York Sea Grant website and also on the New York State Invasive Species Clearinghouse website.
So they will be available, and as you mentioned, they are free access, but you're asking people to register in advance.
That's correct.
And that would go through newyorkseagrant.org, or you can give New York Sea Grant a call at 315-331-8415.
Yes, they can contact me at 315-331-8415. We do have a registration link that might be a little bit difficult to relay over the radio.
Which we will post at FingerLakesDailyNews.com as well. So, well, Mary, you know, it's not exactly the time of year a lot of people think about boating, but it is a good time of year to be prepared for the boating season, which hopefully will be here sooner rather than later. And we do appreciate you taking the time this morning to join us, and good luck with it. And we'll maybe follow up after the webinars to get an idea of how successful they were.
That's great. Thanks a lot for having us on today.
Always a pleasure. Mary Osterman, the Community Development Specialist with the New York Sea Grant, has been our guest.